Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physical Education Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in your anatomy and physiology unit, the skeletal system, structure, and functions. This is topic 1.1 on the OCR J587 specification, and it comes up every single year in the exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know every major bone by its scientific name, you'll be able to explain all six functions of the skeleton with sporting examples, and you'll have the exam technique to pick up every available mark. Let's go. Section 1. The structure of the skeleton. Major bones. First things first. The OCR mark scheme is very specific about terminology. You must use scientific names, not everyday language. So from this moment on, it's not the collarbone, it's the clavicle. It's not the shoulder blade, it's the scapula. It's not the breastbone, it's the sternum. And it's not the kneecap, it's the patella. Examiners will not award marks for lay terms, so this is non-negotiable. Let's go through the major bones from top to bottom. Starting at the skull, the cranium is the dome-shaped bone that encases and protects the brain. The mandible is the lower jaw, the only movable bone in the skull. Moving to the shoulder girdle, you have the clavicle, which runs horizontally from the sternum to the shoulder, and the scapula, the flat triangular bone at the back of the shoulder. These two bones form the pectoral girdle and are crucial for upper limb movement in sports like swimming, tennis, and throwing events. In the chest, the sternum is the flat bone running down the center of your chest, and the ribs, 12 pairs of them, curve around to form the rib cage, protecting your heart and lungs. The vertebral column, your spine, is made up of 33 vertebrae divided into 5 regions, 7 cervical vertebrae in the neck, 12 thoracic vertebrae in the mid-back, 5 lumbar vertebrae in the lower back, then the sacrum and coccyx at the base. In the upper arm, the humerus is the single long bone. In the forearm, you have the radius on the thumb side and the ulna on the little finger side. The wrist contains the carpals, the palm contains the metacarpals, and the fingers are made of phalanges. The pelvic girdle, or pelvis, is made of 3 fused bones, the ilium, ischium, and pubis. This is a common exam question, so learn those 3 names. In the leg, the femur is the longest and strongest bone in the body, running from the hip to the knee. The patella sits at the front of the knee joint. Below the knee, the tibia is the larger weight-bearing bone on the inside, and the fibula is the thinner bone on the outside. The ankle contains the tarsals, the foot contains the metatarsals, and the toes are phalanges, same name as the fingers. A great memory trick for the forearm bones. Rule: radius, ulna, lateral, external. The radius is on the lateral, or thumb, side. Section 2. The 6 functions of the skeleton. Now this is where the exam marks really stack up. OCR requires you to know 6 functions, and for application of knowledge questions, that's AO2, you must link each function to a specific sporting example. Let me take you through each one. Function 1. Support. The skeleton provides the structural framework that supports the body's weight and gives it shape. Without the skeleton, we'd be a pile of soft tissue on the floor. In sport, the femur and tibia support the entire body weight of a sprinter as they drive off the blocks. Function 2. Protection. Bones protect vital internal organs from injury. The cranium protects the brain, so in a football header, the cranium absorbs impact to protect the brain. The rib cage protects the heart and lungs, crucial for a rugby player taking a tackle. The vertebral column protects the spinal cord. This is a really popular exam question, so learn at least 3 bone organ protection pairs. Function 3, movement. The skeleton acts as a system of levers. Muscles attach to bones at points called the origin and insertion. When a muscle contracts, it pulls on the bone, creating movement at a joint. In a bicep curl, the bicep muscle pulls the radius and ulna upward, with the elbow joint acting as the pivot point. The key phrase examiners want to see is system of levers, not just movement. Function 4, blood cell production, also called hematopoiesis. Red bone marrow, found inside certain bones like the femur, sternum, and ribs, produces red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. Red blood cells carry oxygen to working muscles during exercise. This is a brilliant function to link to aerobic performance. A long-distance runner relies on efficient red blood cell production to maintain oxygen delivery to muscles. Function 5, mineral storage. Bones store essential minerals, primarily calcium and phosphorus. These minerals are released into the bloodstream when needed for muscle contraction, nerve function, and bone repair. A common mistake here, and I cannot stress this enough, is confusing mineral storage with energy storage. Bones do not store energy. Energy is stored as glycogen in muscles and the liver, and as fat in adipose tissue. Bones store minerals. Write that down. Function 6, attachment for muscles. Bones provide anchor points, called the origin and insertion, for skeletal muscles. Tendons connect muscles to bones at these points. This function works hand in hand with movement. Without firm attachment points, muscles couldn't generate the force needed for sporting actions. In a sprint start, the gluteus maximus attaches to the pelvis and femur, providing the leverage needed for powerful hip extension. A brilliant mnemonic to remember all 6 functions is SPAMB: support, protection, attachment for muscles, movement, blood cell production. And then add mineral storage to make it SPAMB. Say it a few times. SPAMB: support, protection, attachment, movement, mineral storage, blood cell production. Got it? Good. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where students lose marks they really shouldn't. Tip 1, always use scientific terminology. I've said it before and I'll say it again, the mark scheme will not accept collarbone for clavicle or shin bone for tibia. One of the most common errors examiners report is candidates using everyday language. It costs marks every time. Tip 2, in explaining a function, always link structure to physiological outcome. Don't just say, the skeleton provides protection. Say, the cranium, a curved, hard bone, encases and protects the brain from impact forces during contact sports such as rugby. That's the difference between 1 mark and 2 marks. Tip 3, for movement questions, always mention levers. The skeleton doesn't just allow movement, it acts as a system of levers, with bones as the lever arms, joints as the fulcrum or pivot, and muscles providing the effort force. Examiners specifically look for the word leverage or levers in AO2 responses. Tip 4, know your command words. Identify means just name it, one word or a short phrase. Describe means say what it does. Explain means say how or why, this always needs a mechanism. Analyze means break it down into components and discuss each one. Evaluate means make a judgment, strengths, weaknesses, and a conclusion. Tip 5. In extended response questions, usually worth 6 marks, use the PEEL structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link to sport. For example, the skeleton provides protection. Point. The rib cage, formed by the sternum and 12 pairs of ribs, surrounds the heart and lungs. Evidence. This rigid bony cage absorbs and distributes impact forces, preventing damage to vital organs. Explanation. This is particularly important in contact sports such as rugby, where players regularly receive high-impact tackles to the torso, linked to sport. Common mistake number 1, writing movement as a function without explaining the lever mechanism. Always add acting as a system of levers. Common mistake number 2, confusing mineral storage with energy storage. Bones store calcium and phosphorus, not energy. Common mistake number 3, using lay terms instead of scientific names. Clavicle, not collarbone. Scapula, not shoulder blade. Patella, not kneecap. Common mistake number 4, in protection questions, only naming 1 bone organ pair. Always give at least 2. Cranium protects the brain. Rib cage protects the heart and lungs. Vertebral column protects the spinal cord. Section 4, quick fire, recall quiz. Okay, quick fire rounds. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the scientific name for the kneecap? The patella. Question 2. Name the 3 bones that make up the pelvis. Ilium, ischium, and pubis. Question 3. What is the function of red bone marrow? It produces red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. This is called hematopoiesis. Question 4. What minerals are stored in bone? Calcium and phosphorus. Question 5. What is the scientific name for the forearm bone on the thumb side? The radius. Question 6. Name the 5 regions of the vertebral column. Cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacrum, and coccyx. Question 7. What mnemonic helps you remember the six functions of the skeleton? SPAM B, support, protection, attachment for muscles, movement, mineral storage, blood cell production. Question 8. In a movement analysis question, what key term must you include when describing the skeleton's role in movement? System of levers. How did you do? If you got all 8, you're in excellent shape. If you missed a few, go back and review those sections. Section 5, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Always use scientific names for bones. No lay terms, ever. 2. The six functions of the skeleton are support, protection, attachment for muscles, movement, mineral storage, and blood cell production. Remember, SPAM B. 3. For every function, you must be able to link it to a specific sporting example with a mechanism, not just a description. 4. The skeleton acts as a system of levers for movement. Bones are lever arms, joints are fulcrums, muscles provide the effort. 5. Red bone marrow produces blood cells. Bones store calcium and phosphorus, not energy. 6. In extended responses, use Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link to sport. You've got this. The skeletal system is one of those topics where thorough preparation really pays off in the exam room. Learn your bones, learn your functions, practice applying them to sporting contexts, and you'll be picking up marks with confidence. Thanks for listening. Good luck in your exams. Go smash it!